You're listening to SBS News.
On this vote, the yeas are 232, the nays are 196. The resolution is adopted without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing that Democrats in the United States House of Representatives secured enough votes to pass legislation setting up the next steps in the fast-moving impeachment process involving Republican President Donald Trump. This is the first formal test of support for the impeachment probe and showed that Democrats have enough backing in the House to later bring formal charges, known as articles of impeachment, against President Trump if they feel they have enough evidence. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, says it's not a decision that they wanted to make.
Founding fathers understood that a leader might take hold of the Oval Office who would sacrifice the national security, who would fail to defend the Constitution, who would place his personal or political interests above the interests of the country. They understood that might happen. And they provided a mechanism to deal with it, and that mechanism is called impeachment. We take no joy in having to move down this road and proceed with the impeachment inquiry, but neither do we shrink from it.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, says it's the duty of representatives to investigate the allegations against Mr. Trump.
No person, Republican or Democrat, president or anyone else, should be permitted to jeopardize America's security and reputation for self-serving political purposes. No president, no official can demand that an ally of the United States do anything in particular to help his or her political ambitions as a condition of receiving help from our country. If, after a fair and thorough inquiry, the allegations against President Trump are found to be true, they would represent a profound offense against the Constitution and against the people of this country.
Mr. Nadler says it is the duty of the House to vindicate the Constitution and to make it crystal clear to future presidents that this kind of conduct, if proven, is wrong. The House divided almost exactly on party lines, with all Republicans against the resolution and only two Democratic defectors joining them. President Trump tweeted that the impeachment process was the greatest witch hunt in American history. Republican representatives say the process has been unfair and is being used by the Democrats to bring down the presidency of Donald Trump because they can't win an election. Congressman Ross Spano, a Republican from Florida, says the Democrats have not followed due process.
If we've learned anything from the investigation so far, we know the majority does not think due process is necessary. They don't even think basic fairness is necessary. A yes vote on this resolution today gives a stamp of approval to a process that has been damaged beyond all repair in a blatant and obvious coup to unseat a sitting president of the United States. I will not support a resolution that promises an open and fair process without the basic fundamental procedures necessary to ensure it.
The vote has exposed the deep divisions of the House of Representatives along party lines. Julie Pace is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press.
We had our first vote of the House impeachment process. This was a vote on a package of rules to proceed with the impeachment inquiry. And what we saw was a pure party line vote. Only Democrats voted for this resolution. Republicans voted against. You had two Democratic defectors who voted against the resolution. But really, it just shows that this process is extremely divisive right now. Democrats are basically fully on board with it, and Republicans are fully opposed.
Julie Pace says this is not a vote to impeach the president, but a process vote, which is about the rules that will govern what happens next in terms of public testimony and in terms of what the public learns about things that happened behind closed doors. She says it's hard to predict how this will play out in terms of future voting.
Both parties seem to think that the impeachment process will ultimately be good for their base. Democrats have been feeling a lot of pressure from their base to move forward on an impeachment inquiry. They believe that their base is energized because of this process. Republicans believe that this adds to the president's argument that he has been under partisan investigation since the first day he walked into office, and that his base will come out in bigger numbers for him to try to combat that in 2020. The reality is we don't know how the politics of this is going to play out. And I do think that that's one of the reasons that both parties actually see an incentive to trying to wrap this up relatively quickly.
These residents of North Carolina are divided on the issue.
For the middle of the road people like me, Who knows? Who knows? It's tough to say, you know. It's tough watching it every day, watching the news every day, and the division and the bickering that goes on every day. That's tough to watch.
I don't think it can get worse. I think that this could be the catharsis, you know, the purge before the healing. But we definitely need to purge.
It's the biggest injustice that's ever been done to a president. He has no avenue to defend himself.
A phony impeachment process. You know, the other side has been after the president since he got into office.
The latest opinion poll finds Mr. Trump's overall approval rating hasn't strayed from where it has consistently been, and opinion on the inquiry reflects typical partisan divisions. Alan Lee, SBS News.